Now, time for another story from the Pacific Northwest. Our next guest moved to Black Diamond in Southeast King County so her kids could have more room to play and have an uncrowded drive to the mountains. Well, now a massive development is coming to her town, 6,000 homes, doubling the size of Black Diamond. We've been reporting on the residents fighting that development. This guest, Jonna Thompson's not one of those residents. She told me there are real advantages for the town she loves from this development, even though the size of it gave her pause for a minute.
At first, I thought, wow, that it sounds like a lot of people and a lot of houses, but let's look at what it looks like. So I, you know, spent some time talking to the developer, and I've gone to the hearings, and I've gone to a lot of council meetings, and I've been informed more about what the development is going to look like, and it's not going to look as bad as some people want it you to imagine it. It's going to contain a lot of open space, a lot of trails, the developer is really trying to retain the what's beautiful about Black Diamond, which is lots of trees and open space and Mount Rainier views. So I've got a broader sense of this is going to be okay.
Are you receiving any money or other consideration from this developer?
That's a good question. No. No, I am not. You know what I do in Black Diamond? I'm a community volunteer. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I spend my time volunteering in the community. So I get to do really creative things with my time. Like, for example, the last thing I did was I co-chaired the bond campaign for the Enumclaw School District that got the money that is building the new Black Diamond Elementary, which is going to be beautiful. I'm really proud of that. So no, I don't get paid. I just pay attention to what's happening in Black Diamond.
Jonna, you seem to be excited about the possibilities of becoming a bigger town. What's wrong with being a teeny town?
Well, what's wrong right now in Black Diamond is that it's so small. 4,000 people is a very small number to be able to support our police department. And, you know, cities either grow or they die. And if Black Diamond doesn't grow to be able to support the police department and the fire services, as well as the water services, it's a burden to a small group of people to have to support a city. So when new residents come, they'll help share that load. And when I spoke with the businesses this fall, they were all eager for new customers so that they can survive. Businesses are a big part of the tax base that a city has that, again, funds the basic infrastructure of a city. It pays the employees. It pays the police department. So small is nice, but let's be realistic about the future of a small city. It's very difficult to survive. And Black Diamond, I don't want to see the city go away because it doesn't grow. I want to see it thrive into the future.
Do you think this master planned development in Black Diamond is going to look very different from the growth that, say, Maple Valley or Covington has seen, which has been more piece by piece?
Very different. What I love about the plan in Black Diamond is that there's a plan, is that there is a, they took a lot of time, the city and the developer, to come up with a plan that's one big plan that incorporates where the schools are going to be, where the parks are going to be, how the roads are going to get improved. And what you had in Maple Valley is a lot more smaller developments. And those small developments triggered less money going into this to the community for infrastructure upgrades and repairs. So less traffic improvements. And so what's going to happen in Black Diamond is an increase in improvements because there's one developer. And then what happened in Covington has been a whole lot of big boxes, which since there's plenty of big boxes right 20 minutes away, Black Diamond won't need to have those kinds of stores, but we'll be able to be available to have other kinds of businesses move in.
We've been reporting about the acrimony in town. You know, people disagreeing over this development, well-meaning people disagreeing. What's your experience of what this development fight has done to the sense of community in your town?
Well, the fight's been going on for a long time. Yeah. The fight's been going on since the development really got approved in 2011. People were paying attention in that at that time and fighting at that time. And after that point, there was an organization that formed that was called Toward Responsible Development. And they actually fought the development through lawsuits. And they took it all the way to the Supreme Court in Washington State. And they lost. So, yes, there's been a lot of negative, but although there's still pushback, that pushback is much smaller. I think that people right now want to work with the developer to get the most out of the developer as possible.
Jonna Thompson lives in Black Diamond, where KUOW's Region of Boom team has been reporting on that town's growth. And if you'd like a visual of how that planned development is going to fit into the town, we're tweeting out a link right now at KUOW.